William James once wrote, "There is a law in psychology that if you form a picture in your mind of what you would like to be, and you keep and hold that picture there long enough, you will soon become exactly as you have been thinking." William James, an American philosopher, psychologist, and teacher, was a gifted writer in the fields of theology, psychology, ethics, and metaphysics. He was part of an incredibly accomplished family. His father, Henry James Sr., was a highly respected philosophical theologian who wrote his own philosophy based on the teachings of Emanuel Swedenborg. His brother Henry, 1 year younger, became a world-class novelist who wrote Daisy Miller, The Portrait of a Lady, and The Ambassadors. William is considered by many to be the father of modern psychology. In this one brief statement, he offers a powerful tool for all of us to use each and every day of our lives. It is glorious in its simplicity, and when fully understood, it is also one of the great secrets of becoming exactly the kind of person you would like to be. Yet because of its simplicity, it is often ignored by those who attribute their unhappiness to factors such as luck, or the gods, or circumstances, or the economy, or genetics, or family history, or a potentially endless litany of excuses explaining their failures and flaws. William was much sought after as a lecturer in the fields of religion, philosophy, and psychology, which he personally transformed from a non-scientific philosophy to a laboratory science. He abandoned the philosophy of determinism, proclaiming, "My first act of free will shall be to believe in free will." He refers to the statement at the beginning of this piece as a law in psychology. This process of forming a picture in our mind is often referred to as visualization and is based on the biblical idea, "As ye think, so shall ye be." This goes well beyond the idea of positive thinking. If you want to see your life work at an entirely new level, I encourage you to discover how this law works for you personally. We think in pictures, just as we dream in pictures. Not words, sentences, or phrases, but mental images. The words are symbols enabling us to communicate or describe those pictures. It is this picturing process that William James is saying that you control with your free will. If you can learn to hold those pictures long enough without allowing anyone to weaken them, you will actually convert those pictures into your reality. You will become a co-creator of your very existence and all that shows up in your life. I have written an entire book and produced a recording based on the principles involved in this process called Manifest Your Destiny, and I choose not to repeat those 9 principles here. What I will do is offer you what I think of as the 4 R's for putting this idea to work beginning today. Here are the 4 R's in one sentence. What you really, 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 really want, you will get. The first R stands for what you really wish. Here is where you form a picture of what you would like in your life, such as a promotion, a new car, weight loss, non-addiction, or whatever. Once the picture is formed, you wish for it by seeing yourself in the job or driving the new car or at your desired weight or non-addicted. Everything you manifest begins with a wish based upon an inner visualization. The second R stands for what you really desire. The difference between merely having a picture in your mind that you wish for and a desire is in your willingness to ask for it. Ask and you shall receive is not an empty promise. Whatever it is that you have wished for in your imagery, ask out loud but privately to receive. God, I am asking for your cooperation in bringing this picture to me in a material way. The third R stands for what you really intend. Now you take the picture which you have wished for and ask for, and you frame it into a statement of intention or will. It goes like this. I intend to bring this picture into my world with the cooperation of whatever you prefer to name as the creative intelligence. There's no room here for doubt with such statements as, if everything works out okay, or if I am lucky. A statement of intention is based on the law that William James stated for you at the beginning of this passage. The fourth R stands for what you feel really passionate about, or what I call the hardening of the will. You are unwilling to allow anyone to discourage your passionate purpose or put a damper on your picture. You resist the negative opinion of others, and you remain silent as much as possible on what it is that you intend to produce into your life. This passion is what William James meant by, and you keep and hold that picture there long enough. Those who are really, 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 really accomplished at attracting into their lives all that they desire are by no means lucky, nor do their circumstances create their desires. They have all four R's working for them at all times, and particularly the fourth R, which is really passionate. Virtually everything in my life, including all of my books and tapes, are the result of applying this law in psychology. It all begins with a wish. This recording, along with the book, began with a wish that I could write a book and produce a recording that interpreted the great wisdom of the people I've so admired all of my life and what they offer all of us today, even though they've all left our planet. I actually saw a picture of the various poems and contributions at the top of 60 pages in my essay to you, the reader. I then expressed this desire to my wife and my agent along with my editor at the same time as I asked for the ability and the cooperation of the universe in bringing it all about. This was followed by an intention to create such a book and record it, which I relayed to the various people and departments involved in the publishing process. Some liked it. Some were a bit skeptical, telling me all the reasons why poetry analysis were not popular, and some discouraged me. I had my picture of the book, and I loved the idea of bringing these great masters to my readers and to those who listened to my tapes. Finally, my passion took over, and it was impossible for me to ignore my picture. As William James said, you will soon become exactly as you have been thinking. And here it is. You're listening to it right now. The key to this is putting all four R's to work and really using them. What is it that you weren't willing to do to make it happen? Is my response to the question I frequently hear as to why something didn't materialize as pictured. When the passion is there and you refuse to allow any interference from any external source, there is nothing that will stop you. According to William James, it's the law. To activate this law in your life, I suggest you implement the four R's. Here are a few suggestions. First, be willing to wish for anything that you want. You are entitled to share in the abundance of the universe. Refuse to limit yourself or see yourself as unworthy. You are a divine creation of God and are as much entitled to prosperity, love, and health as anyone who has ever lived on this planet. 2. Express your wishes in the form of a request to whatever you call that creative intelligence which many call God. Be willing to ask for help, and don't be embarrassed to put your request in writing as well as voicing it. Ask and you shall receive is not an empty promise. 3. Practice phrasing your requests in terms that eliminate doubt. Use words such as I will, I shall, I intend, rather than camouflaging your desires in the wishy-washy terminology of language which seeks but doesn't expect to receive. And 4, as much as possible, keep your pictures to yourself along with your intentions to materialize them. When you encounter resistance, instead of using it to become discouraged, transform the negative feedback into the energy of your passion to bring your picture into clear and touchable focus.